This is what we call the Rock Wall Solo. This is based on a full-size rock wall that we have in Las Vegas and Orlando. It's the Rock Wall full-size. It's 18 foot wide by 4 foot high. Six people can use it, or you can have one piece of memorabilia blown up for 18 feet. This is our mini version. It's called the Rock Wall Solo. It's meant for a single user to sort of, again, browse through our huge memorabilia collection. You can toss things around, which is a lot of fun. But the cool thing is when you come into it, and again, deep zoom into... This is the Pete Townshend busted guitar from one of his shows. You can see the information pops down, tells you again the backstory, where it is in the world. It even shows you the blinking dot of, you know, in case you can't find Orlando on the map, shows you where it is, so that's kind of cool. Then you can search through other things. If you want to find your favorite artist in here, let's do, let's see what I got here from Mr. Eric Clapton. I just passed it, there we go. So we got Eric Clapton now. So we got a bunch of stuff from Clapton. So now we got to even browse through this stuff we have so much, right? This is the first piece of memorabilia from Hard Rock Cafe right there. He donated it to us in London. And not only do we have, again, the story behind it, but now we even got a video attached
one
to
day,
it.
One day, Eric Clapton came in. Actually, he used to be coming in for a beer. You know?
This is Rita. She's one of the original servers for Hard Rock Cafe in London. She's still with the company as one of our ambassadors. Coolest lady in the world. But she was there when Eric Clapton handed the guitar to one of our founders. Cool. So she's telling the story. So again, way to connect with this music story.
And is this available online for people? Or is it only in the store?
Well, the same content that serves up the memorabilia here and what you saw on Surface is all driven from the same SharePoint content management system. Yeah. So it's the same thing you can find on memorabilia.hardrock.com.
Or on Pivot, if you use Microsoft.
Or on Microsoft Pivot. Very nice. Yeah, man. So it's all... I love the fact that we have centralized content because now all we got to do is figure out ways to get it out to the people. So we've got these three things now. I'll show you. I'll talk to you a little bit more about some other things. In
great wants use many.
Whew, absolutely, man. All right, so this is Microsoft Surface technology, as you probably recognize. So what we've done is we've transformed a little bit the Attract application. Instead of having the water rippling thing, which is always lots of fun and created a lot of interest, what we did is made it sort of hard rockish, so you know, it follows my hand around. It's got some lighting and some, you know, it makes it look like a light show going on. But of course, with a little company branding in there, you can't fault us for that. So now, obviously, the Attract app is cool. It's fun to play with. Hopefully, it'll get people interested in coming over and touching this thing. You saw Touch Me pop up, because you know, occasionally people just don't want to touch their television sets. So, so we had to attract them somehow. So now once they're here, these little corners start to beep at you, and you say, whoa, maybe I should touch one of those. And then it launches the application picker, where, you know, where the magic happens. So the application that was built specifically for us, and sort of our premier application for this table, for I hate saying that, though. The premier application for the Surface was this memorabilia app. And it was written by our friends at Duncan Shannon, who was our advertising agency, and Vertigo, who was our partner. And they built this to really showcase our memorabilia collection. And like I said, we've got 70,000 pieces in the world of music memorabilia. We've digitized about 1,500 at this point of our most killer pieces, just so we can give the flavor of our scope.
But really, haven't even scratched the surface of what you have.
We've got a long way to go. Yeah. We do about, 30 or 40 a month as they come through our warehouse. The challenge there is being able to photograph them.
Yeah.
And it's difficult when you've got them in Dubai and you've got them in Tokyo. It's just difficult to get there and take good pictures. But so let's just take a look at Hard Rock Hotel San Diego, for example. So now you can see I popped up the Hard Rock San Diego. It's got the CBGB phone booth. It was one of my favorite pieces. So we've got the ability to kind of carousel through this stuff and see all the things that are in the San Diego Hard Rock Hotel. But let me go to the CBGB phone booth for a second and show you that. Now we can get in here and now we can, you know, deep zoom. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the CBGB Club, but they were known for not being the most wholesome place in the world, right? Yeah. So a phone out of there, there's probably a lot of stories to be told, and by zooming in this far, you can probably find some things that you wouldn't be able to see if you didn't have the ability to zoom in. So I'm not going to go too far in because this
Purell,
is...
You
spray that sucker down with alcohol, but... then we've got the story behind it, and that's really where the magic happens, right?
Yeah.
We've got these cool pieces, they're fun to look at, but you connect with them when you've got the story behind it, right? So we've got this guy, Jeff Nolan, and some others who really put together, you know, what connects people to the pieces.
Yeah.
So now we've got a little bit, tells you a little bit about the CBGB, but it also allows you to now pivot through the memorabilia. So now I can see other things from CBGB, I can see other things from various artists, which doesn't help you much, but things from 1990. So let's take a look at what happened in 1990. Van Halen, look at that. probably recognize that as Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
Yeah.
Now I can look through that, find out the story behind that one. Of course, that's a big one because got a lot to say with that guitar. Now I can pivot through again. Now I've got Van Halen. I've got Eddie Van Halen. I can pivot through all that information. And it's all based on, it's a SharePoint back end. We've got all the content stored there. All it is data. We can now pivot off any data in the world on this thing. Go back to zooming in. But it's a lot of fun. Now, of course, being Surface, it's a communal area. So you play with your stuff over there. Someone else can come over here and play with it. And we're all zooming in and playing with our memorabilia in our own little world. But here is what the coup de grace of this application, in my mind, is this big planet back here you might recognize as Earth. Big. Look at that. Earth is playing. So here we go. All these little dots. Let me zoom in a little bit. All the dots. It's very sensitive to. Oh, you know what it is? It's my shirt. I should roll up my shirt here for this. All right. So let's look at. Here's the Earth. I'm going to go over and find out one of our Japanese franchises over here. I'm going to pick out the Tokyo Cafe. Again, now you've seen the outside of the cafe, what it looks like there. Whoops. Is there more than one shot there? Nope, Tokyo, we just have one. Let me give you a better one. Let's go to the Vietnam. Oh, sorry, it hasn't opened yet. All right. There we go. Okay. All right, so now we've got the pictures of the outside of the cafe. We also have the inside of the cafe, what it looks like inside. Now we've got the memorabilia inside the cafe. So what we've done is we've come from the Earth, a satellite view, all the way down to the outside of the cafe. Then you look inside the cafe and see what it looks like on the walls. Now you see the memorabilia. Now you zoom into the memorabilia. So you're basically, in essence, going from satellite to signature on a document, or Earth to a dust speck
in one
application. It's absolutely amazing. So this is a really cool application that gets a lot of interest for sure. But being Surface, you can use multiple. You can now play with other things. That's our featured app, but you can also. We've rebranded the Microsoft Piano application, made it look like you're playing piano in Hard Rock Hauling in London. So you're up on stage playing to the million to 50,000 people and play some Motley Crue for you. You can't hear it, but trust me, it's fantastic. Eddie, barely hear it? All right, thanks, Jason. All right, so now we've got pins. Again, we rebranded a little bit some of the Surface apps that come with Microsoft Surface or come in their... I'm not sure what they call that, the kit, some developer kit or something that comes with Surface. But now we can browse through our pin collection from all around the world. You want to see Denver pins, pull one out, put them in. We've got some really cool pins. A lot of people are really, really emphatic about collecting pins.
How many of the pins that you have are in here?
Right now we have, I think, about 1,400. We have, I take that back. We have 10 per cafe, 140 cafes or so, 1,400.
So. Is every pin that's ever existed indexed?
No, not at all. Not even close. Yeah. No, we're just...
It's like the instruments. You're just getting started.
You got to start somewhere. But it's a cool way. We've got a lot of pin collectors who are our most adamant customers, for sure.
Yeah.
This is a cool app. You could also do video inside that application directly from Microsoft, but we decided to do it our own little flavor, kind of sort through it and pick out videos. Again, you can look at that one over there, and I can listen to my Van Halen over here. And it gets a little distracting when you got a couple playing at a time, but at least the speakers are directional, so you can get a little smaller, but we didn't allow it to go bigger because it starts getting choppy as your guitar get larger. So that's a fun app. A lot of these videos are based on acquisitions of memorabilia, so it's, again, good to find out the story behind it.
So you got some Jeff Nolan in there?
Jeff. Oh, for sure. He wants
Rockstar.
Got to show you Jeff. Where is my friend? That's Melissa. Here's some Jeff right here. There he is.
Jeff. Cool.
The Tommy Alsop wallet, which is one of my favorite pieces, too. It's very cool.
I made a photo set for that.
That's right. You did. Fantastic. That's a great piece. It's a great piece. Jigsaw, again, rebranding of what Microsoft provides, but people love this because you can actually do jigsaw puzzles of videos. I like making it hard. It screws with people. It's like, how the heck do you do that? It's almost impossible. It gets easy after a while, though. You find the things that you notice right away. Come on. No. Oh, man. Look at that. You're proving me wrong. Come on, baby. There you go. Success. So there you go. So now pictures of video. That's pretty sweet.
Awesome.
And of course, we've got a lot of live images. We are a live music venue as well as a restaurant, cafe, and hotel. So we've done this local events. Now we've just got sort of a different way to browse through pictures. These are some photos from our local live events that we have inside of our cafes locally. You know, see Minneapolis, see Boston, you see some other places. Fire Rock Live, which are some of our large music venues. Close those down. You can see Pinktober, which is one of our major charities. You can see Melissa Etheridge and some others who give a lot of their time and money towards our breast cancer awareness fund. So it's, again, just a different way to communicate, to have fun with the photos and with some of our cool content. But this is an interesting one. We had about a week left, and we said, you know what, we got another app in us. Let's figure this out.
Yeah.
So one of our internal developers put this together, and it's one of the most used applications we have. It's a lot of fun. People come over here, and they try to challenge themselves to how quickly they can do this. I'm horrible at it, as you can tell. But, come on, help me out. There you go. See, you're good at it. Oh, man, look at this. All right. So it tells you about, these are items that we have for sale in our rock shop, and our retail shop. Of course, it tells you a little bit behind, you know, what these images are and what they do. So it's a lot of fun, and you get timed, and you get how many turns it takes. So people are very interested in beating each other's times. You can see the elapsed time. I'm not going to embarrass myself and finish that. So that's Microsoft Surface. I guess when you're done, close it down, you can play with the Attract app again.
And now we are in a booth. So this is the eating experience.
I'm sitting in the booth, and normally I'd be...
You can see here we're in the restaurant.
Normally I'd have a beer in my hand, but we'll do water for now.
It's early
in the day. But this is what we call the Booth Interactive, and this is another way to utilize the same content management system we have. Again, it's a fun way. There are different ways to browse through this memorabilia collection. Go home at memorabilia.hardrock.com, and you can browse through it in your underwear. You come here on the rock wall, you can do it in front of 50 of your closest friends. Go to the surface, you can do it with, you know, five folks who are having cocktails together.
Yeah.
Now we're with our dining party, you know, four or five people in here. And now we can say, wow, what's my favorite band? Look at that Beatles album cover. I remember that when that came out. Let's look a little bit more about that. Again, you've got the backstory. If I want to read it over here, I throw it over here. Do the zoom in.
So deep zoom at the table.
Deep zoom at the table. Now, right now, this is single touch. We are looking at multi-touch, which will probably be within the next 6 months or so. So easy to do. Again, pivot through. You can see all the Beatles stuff. That didn't help. Other. Well, that could be just about anything. Oh, Kiss Lunchbox. I had one of those. What year was that? Man, I remember the days. Ace, look at that. I play guitar now because of that man. I never played a Kiss song in my life. It's crazy. But this is memorabilia, another way to have fun with the memo, to find out the stories behind it. So we've got these cool things that are kind of stylish and people, you know, kids are into. And we had, you know, up until now, weren't able to showcase it at the tables. Now we have a really cool, fun way to do that. Again, you browse through it just like we do the memorabilia.
Yeah.
Find some cool stuff. But the creme de la creme, my favorite thing, is the tie-in that we have with our music system in the cafe. You know, we've got what we call the video distribution server, which we've had in the cafes for years and years and years. And it's based on, you know, rules and, you know, when songs play and how they play and don't put two together. You know, a lot of rules behind this. But now we can actually tie it in with this technology, understand what song's playing now, also the last 10 songs that played. And now we can say, let's see, I'm going to pick out a Bruce. Let's go to Bruce Springsteen. I can find out what memorabilia is related to Bruce. I got six things from Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Okay. Got his boots. There you go. Bruce's boots.
Nice.
Well, go figure. All right. So that's kind of cool. So another way to connect based on what's playing in the cafe. But the coolest thing here, I think, is you can actually vote on the next song that's going to play in the cafe. So we're democratic here, right? So now anybody who's in a booth can say, you know, I'm a huge Foo fan, so I'm going to vote on the Foo Fighters. And it looks like I might win since I'm the only one at the booth right now. So Foos are going to play after this song. So that's really cool.
Very cool.
We've got a couple of different ways to tailor the music environment to our guests now. That's one way, which is democratic. Mm-hmm. Another way we're testing in this market is what we're calling AVDJ. It's a tablet that walks around, and it's more or less you make playlists. You can search through songs. You can play playlists together. And you know, adjust it to whatever's in your cafe. So you get a busload of folks from AARP in, we can play the Dean Martins, and we can play things that they would like. And get a bunch of 20-somethings in, we can run up some more hip, you know, cool rapping stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a way to kind of relate and kind of tailor the music to the guests around the cafe.
This is the highest tech cafe I've ever been in.
Well, cool. I'm glad to hear that. Well, it's only the beginning. I mean, we just started here. This is the fourth cafe to have Hard Rock Interactive. We've got three more on the docket this year to put in, and then as we perfect this stuff and we start retrofitting older cafes, you know, so you'll hopefully see this in a Hard Rock cafe near you.
Very soon. Cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I can't can't stop looking at this. What do we got here?
Kurt. Well, that's Kurt's Ovation. And I'm not sure which year that was from.
So this was the guitar that he learned how to play on. This was Kurt's first guitar.
Well, there you go. Thanks for telling me that our memorabilia. Yeah, it's one of Kurt's first guitars. There you go.
But the memorabilia in here, it's mostly Seattle-based.
Almost all Seattle connection with this memorabilia. And I'd actually put you in touch with Gio, who's the guy who put this all together.
Yeah.
But we try to do that. You know, with these new cafes, you'll notice as you looked around, it's not like the pub, dark wood kind of feel that the Hard Rocks used to be, right?
Yeah.
It's all kind of tailored. This is a LEED certified building. It's all based on stones and wood and things that are local to the Seattle scene. All the Nemo is
some Nirvana.
Oh, we got Pearl Jam. We got Stone Temple Pilots. We got Foos. We got all kinds of cool stuff in here. And even things that you wouldn't think of, like Elvis stuff. But it was from Elvis shows in Seattle. So a lot of Seattle, lot of connections with
very
the music
cool.
and the Nemo here. It's very cool. We also have a phone tour that we just put together. Another pilot.
Yeah, I noticed there were numbers the different items here.
And that's
so
cool.
How does that work?
It's only the beginning on this one. There's a plaque around here that tells you the number of the dial. So you pick up your phone, you dial the number, you type in number 48, and you can have Jeff Nolan, who's our curator of memorabilia, great storyteller, passionate, sometimes opinionated, but he's got some really good stories behind most of the stuff. He absolutely is a cool, cool guy. But so you'll pick it up, you put in 48, he'll tell you the story behind it, you get into it, and you just, before you know it, you spend an hour just listening through the tours.
Very cool.
But now we've got easy transition to make here is we put the Microsoft tag on the corner of one of these things, you snap it, and now you've got the website up, or you dial the number. So that's where I'm looking at things like that in the future. I think in the next six to 8 months, we'll have something like that down.
Cool.
So only the beginning. And again, it's all content. We've got compelling content,
and
that's what drives this stuff. I mean, people are only going to be so excited about looking at spark plugs. We got the cool stuff, right?
Well, it's very cool. Thanks for showing us this today.
Good to see you. Thanks.
So I asked you, what's your favorite piece of memorabilia in here? And you take me here. What do we got?
By far, this is the best, man. It's Eddie Vedder's acoustic. And it's got the words taped on the side. I don't know if you can see this. The elderly woman behind the counter. Oh, my God. You know, there's a story behind that, I'm sure. I mean, he's probably as bad as remembering words as I am.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel better about things. That he wrote a song and he's playing it, performing it for people. And now he's got to have the words taped to the side. So that's... It's a cool piece.
Do you know if that one's on the memo site?
It is on the memo site.
So cool. You can check it out at home.
Yeah, man. Yep. It just got added with the opening of the cafe. So
awesome.
Go check it out.
Thanks.
Yeah.